Hello, welcome to ESL Talks. We're going to talk about Russia in this podcast. Russian deputy defense minister have been charged with taking a bribe. The country's highest profile corruption scandal since President Vladimir Putin launched his invasion of Ukraine. More than 2 years ago, Timur Ivanov is suspected of accepting a bribe of 1 million rubles, at least $10,800. This is happening, of course, there are bribing and corruption in Russia, a lot of them. And I think Putin need to force the FSB to check on all the politicians and people he is working with. That he should do, because it's not good if there are corruption while there are war. Also, there are probably, there was like a lot of corruption in Ukraine before the war started in Ukraine. Also, there was one corruption scandal that they bought the food for the military in a really expensive way. I did not buy it before tax or something. It was one scandal there, if people remember that, because you should buy it very cheap and tax-free and other things. But the defense minister that time was buying for full price, like in the stores. So that's why he got fired, or I don't know what happened to him. But this is also in Russia, is happening same things. And there are things like this Putin should check is the closest of his, what they are doing. He also should check all the generals and who is also who is responsible to buying food, ammunition, or anything that is related to money, because there are a lot of corruption in Russia too. Like in all countries, there are corruption. More or less, there are less in some countries and more in some countries. Also in the United States, there are corruption, but they don't admit that it is. But one defense minister is not good taking a bribe, or because it's not good for the defense, because he is in charge of the defense of the country. And you should not be a corrupt politician taking things like that. He appeared in a Moscow court Wednesday dressed in full military garb, and he stood in a glass cage and was accused of receiving a bribe or part of organized group while performing contracted work for the defense ministry. If convicted, he faces 15 years in prison. Oh, that is quite long for $10,800. But if it is corruption, it's corruption, and don't matter how much money or less money it is, because corruption is always corruption. And that was the second news today, and maybe coming more afterwards, hopefully. So follow me, like and share, and you will get news like this, and also some movie reviews sometimes and TV reviews sometimes. So see ya, and follow me, like, share. See ya.